From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Crude oil is up 1.4% to $45.27 a barrel in New York. Some of it is uncertainty after the second-largest oil-producing country announced a sweeping government overhaul, including the replacing of the Saudi oil minister who's held the post for about two decades. Marketplace's Jed Kim is following the oil market. Good morning, Jed.
Good morning.
Starting with Saudi Arabia, why this change at the top at the oil ministry?
Well, the switch-up is the latest in Saudi Arabia's push to revamp its economy. Getting away from oil is pretty much its sole source of revenue. It's being driven by low oil prices for the past couple of years, which have taken a big bite out of the kingdom's finances. Now, it's not clear what impacts the new appointment will have, but the incoming minister has said he intends to keep pumping oil, despite recent discussions with other OPEC and non-OPEC countries about capping production.
All right. Now, switching halfway around the globe here, wildfires in Canada, that's also part of the price of oil this morning?
Yeah, the fires themselves are expected to be the most expensive natural disaster in Canada's history. They're centered in Fort McMurray, which is in the heart of the country's oil sands operations. The latest figures show it's taken more than 1 million barrels a day out of production, and that's about a quarter to a third of the country's output. There are indications that weather is starting to help firefighters there, perhaps pushing the flames away from the oil sands. Still, for the wells that are affected, it'll take weeks to months to resume. Now, combine all that with news today that China's demand for oil has remained strong, and you've got prices rallying this morning.
All right, Marketplace's Jed Kim, thank you.
Thank you.